Oh, I'd like to open the November 13th of 2018 meeting of the Jerusalem Township Trustees Meeting, and I request a moment of silence, and we will recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Joel, can we have roll call?
Okay, roll call. Bo Miller. Dave Bench.
Present.
Mark Sattler.
Yes, present.
Roll call complete.
Approval of the minutes. The minutes from October the 23rd, 2018. Our regular meeting. Did you read them over good, Mark?
These did these come out earlier or just now?
They emailed way back at.
And you got my response, right, Joel?
Yeah. Made some corrections.
Yes. Yep. Yep.
So I got the corrected one then when I got mine
tonight, and okay. I don't remember what the correction was. Okay. It was mostly on Linda's report.
Right.
And it was just some verbiage and spelling kind of sentence structure. Yeah. It wasn't. I'm just taking her notes and copying and pasting them. Okay. So, yeah.
I move for approval of the October 23rd minutes.
I can second that.
Okay, roll call. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Bo Miller. Complete. Motion carried.
Okay, Joel, we'll move on to fiscal officer's report.
Okay, in front of you, as usual, is multiple payments, receipts, and fund status reports. So let's talk about the payment listing. We have three electronic payments on the top, 158-2018 through 160-2018, electronic payments. And then warrant numbers 17029 through 17099. Totaling $47,271.93. Also, you have in front of you receipt with detail, receipt report, that's deposits made to Krogan. A few there. Totaling $27,645.56.
Oh, the auditor ones, that's why it's so much. Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then also a fund status report. We've been caught up on bank reconciliation up and through September, so you will see a change to some of those funds that, from prior meetings, mostly in the positive. That is. To explain checks written that were never cashed in the past. So they become no good, stale, and then you put that money back into this year's funds. So I don't like to say what funds because then some people think they have money to spend, and so it's the end of the year. So let's just be thrifty. So there will be a change, and of course, that really said that over the time, the fund status report was somewhat accurate and somewhat not accurate, meaning checking account balances went up, but Star Ohio remained the same. So what you have here is pooled investments of Star Ohio, $580,252.18, and you'll see that's a change because you had recorded interest that was not being done with bank reconciliation until now. And then a checking balance of $303,728.88. A lot on cash checks from the past.
So with those uncashed checks, we don't have any responsibility for reporting unclaimed funds?
Only ones I was concerned with are ones associated with deferred compensation or mostly withholding checks, payments. I would call those and say, are we up to date? Do we owe any from past years? Those are all good. So anything else, we had already reported to the federal government state.
Okay.
Those amounts, I can't do anything about that. If you don't cash your check, you don't want the money, but it's a years later or a year later.
Yeah. Okay, very good.
Yeah.
I move for approval of the payments as recommended by the fiscal officer.
I can second that.
Thank you. You're the only other one I can. Okay. Okay, roll call. Bo Miller? Mark Sattler?
Yes.
Dave Bench?
Yes.
Motion carries. The only other thing I have on my report is I need to have a resolution made by the board. This first document is the document that gets submitted to the county auditor. The second document is an example of Hardin Township's submitted. And what this is saying is that we're going to ask for early draw of our tax settlement for 2019. I found out from the county auditor's office that we are one of the few townships that is not taking an early draw. And all that does is put us about a month ahead of the normal March and August payments that we would receive from the county auditor for property taxes. And it's really more work on my part. It's just we would receive two payments a month prior to the normal March time frame, so in February, and we would have the same happen in July. I don't know why two. They said that's just how the money flows into the county auditor. And since we already approved the monies that we were going to receive from levies anyways last month, this is a matter of just stating our intention to ask for it early.
It makes sense. I mean, it's just going to smooth out those points, those income points a little bit more. Instead of only two per year, there will be four.
Yeah, I mean, other than it's multiple payments within that, you know, I don't know how far apart he said the two before each normal settlement.
And there's no discounting. It'll still be the same
amount.
It's
the same. Yeah, they sent us a settlement sheet for each payment that shows what was taken out. So they're really going to take out their normal fees, election, health department. They're just going to do it twice before each settlement, so really four times instead of twice, total. It's just more work on my part is how I record it as a receipt.
That sounds like a very good idea. Sorry that it causes you more work, but it sounds like a good idea for the township.
Yeah, absolutely. So really, that's a resolution that I need, and I have a resolution number, I believe, listed on the one that.
So we need to enter this into the minutes with a motion. So, okay. So I move that we approve the request for advance of taxes collected as offered by our fiscal officer.
Good enough. I'll second it.
For 2019, I guess.
Yes, for 2019.
And then the resolution number, I think, would just be important.
Resolution.
Is it down below? Very bottom line.
Oh, I'm sorry. Resolution 11/13/2018-1.
It's all there way it is.
I'll second it then.
Okay. Roll call, Dave Bench?
Yes.
Mark Sattler?
Yes.
Bo Miller? Resolution passed. Thank you. Anything for me? I don't really at this point. I guess it's more of a statement. And I talked to Tony and I talked to you, Mark, but just to make it public, obviously, we're department heads need, we're going to meet with them to finalize their 2019. What they're going to spend, because we have to send that on to the county auditor for approval. We'd like to have, obviously, you guys look at it to kind of accept or agree or modify, make changes, recommendations, whatever is necessary to the funds. We already know what our income is from the tax collection. It's just a matter of what additional income would we have and what expenses, major especially, would we be having.
So this means that you'd be gathering input from each of the departments.
Yeah.
And then putting that all together and coming up with a proposed 2019 appropriations for the review and approval by trustees.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
And I don't know what's happened in the past, but that's, I don't want to make that decision, right?
Right.
And send it on to the county without you guys saying what makes
sense. So that'll happen in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Very good.
Good.
Thank you.
Okay, that's all I got.
I need a motion to approve the fiscal officer's report.
So moved.
Second it. Okay. Roll call. Bo Miller. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Motion carried. Okay, we'll move on to the, thank you, Joel.
Mm-hmm.
We'll move on to the fire department report. Mr. Parcelletti.
Thank you, everyone. The safety note that I've chosen tonight is please check your heating systems, regardless of what type of heating systems you have. Be sure that everything is working properly. And also, along with that, please check your smoke detectors and your CO detectors. If you are in need of a new smoke detector, just ask and we can help you out and install those for you. We partnered with the Red Cross on, and they have a grant form. We can install up to three, and each one has a 10-year smoke detector. So no problem with helping out our residents for that.
So a question, Chief Parcelletti, is that something, I mean, we don't really know if all of our residents have. We hope that they do have working smoke and CO detectors. Is there anything that we want to put out on the website? And
we could. There wouldn't be any harm in it. It's, you know, we're just complying with the grant that the Red Cross has. So they have numerous amounts.
Is there a limit that we want to say?
There is a limit.
The first
of three
X number of
per household.
Three per household.
You know,
and if you have 100 households.
I would just have to keep requesting until the grant is exhausted.
Okay.
But, you know, this is Lucas County wide, so it's been going out. Well, maybe I shouldn't say that. It's area wide. So they've also partnered with other fire departments that are doing the same as well. Generally, what we do is when we get a call to a residence and we're going to provide some service, whether it's EMS or fire, we'll generally try and remember to ask. Do you have a working smoke detector? Is everything okay? Do you need one? No, it's just the smoke detectors. The CO detectors is not. Although I have purchased some, and even last night, I gave one out last night, just because I'd rather be able to go home and sleep at night knowing that I had left that residence and they had some, capabilities of, you know, some protection for themselves. But we always encourage it. It's strictly followed by the manufacturer's installation guide. And
so I think
part of the grant is that we have to install them for them.
I think it's a very timely safety tip as we head into the heating season. And I guess I would suggest that it might not be a bad idea for us to ask that our web site designer go ahead and put something up on the homepage that could prompt people
making sure that they have them.
Yeah, yep. Right.
In fact, I got a call the other day from an agency that's assisting a household in the township, and they had reached out to us, and I said, yeah, we can certainly help that. So I reached out to that household today and left a voicemail on their machine. They didn't reply back to me yet. I'm just waiting for them to call me, and we'll get them taken care of. So.
Very good. Thank you.
I recently checked on our grant, and we should be receiving the funding very soon for the extractor. I've got it on my calendar. If for some reason we don't see something within the next couple weeks, then I'll contact BWC. And this is from Bureau of Workman's Compensation, and this is for the extractor that we have applied for. So it's been approved. It's just funding takes a little while for it to come through and stuff. So, but along with that, we recently heard from Brad Clark. I've had some guys helping me to track him down. And currently he's committed that the first couple weeks of December, we'll get that installed. So this is something long awaiting to get done, and it's a great improvement to the, and it all works together with this extractor, because we ended up needing a 3-inch drain for that as well. We currently have the utility 31, which is our Ford Excursion, is out of service right now. We're having an alternator issue. It was just replaced in 16, but alternators today, as it's explained to me, is not the same as it used to be years ago. Alternators are more designed to just maintain batteries, not to charge batteries so much. So anyways, that's a concern. So we're trying to look at some other availability of a larger output alternator. And our biggest draw on the vehicle is our light bar on the top, because those are halogen and rotating lights. So if we can't quite get a better grade improvement with the alternator and that, we're going to switch out the light bar and purchase an LED bar, which will greatly reduce the load on that thing. So, but you know, we can't do without our warning lights when we're on scene. So
right.
It's a safety issue. Happy to report, this Friday is the Feather Party, and so please come and enjoy the fun. It is truly a fun time, and people do go away mostly smiling and having a good time, and hopefully everybody gets to go home with something.
So, Chief, is there an admission charge for the Feather Party?
No, there is not. It's free to the public. You enter in, you will receive a door prize ticket. Which all of our businesses that we went out to and asked for donations, most 90% of all comply and provide donations. So those are what we give away as door prizes. And we even get items for kids, so they get, there's a separate raffle just for them. And then throughout the night, then we're raffling off turkeys, hams, steaks, prime rib. Some of the donations that we receive are quite generous. Like we've been donated an entire hog, so we'll provide it. So there'll be two raffles for half a hog, and then we'll pay for the processing. So
wow.
They're going away with a nice, you know, freezer meat. And here it was a resident that was grateful for some service that we were able to provide to a family member. So
that's very nice.
Very generous, but all of our people are very generous to us and help us out. So it's a good time. It really is. Training continues, we currently have four probationary members in EMT training. So we have two different EMT trainings going on, one up in Oregon. So we have one close. Hopefully by the end of December, early January, they'll be done. And then the other class had just started, so it'll be March or April before they're done. It's a lot of commitment. I don't know that the public necessarily understands how much time and commitment this training requires. So it's a little bit tough. But anyways, that's where we're at. Something else I'm working on, but I will bring it to you guys for your approval. What I want to do is put a black and white information on all of the pay that is available to the firefighters. So when they respond to a call, it's a point pay, so they get 1 point for that. I just want to put clarity to everything so it reduces any questions on what's available. The other thing is the hourly pay that we had agreed on. We have one hourly rate now for instance, painting or cleaning or whatever it is. So I will get that ready and have that for next meeting for sure for you guys to look at. And I'll probably get it to you a little bit early so you can all cruise through it and ask any question about it. But it's just something that we didn't quite have total transparency on, and that's what I want. I want everybody to fully understand so there's no question, you know. Working on that, and as well as many other things, there's a lot of stuff going on. So, that's all I have to report.
We've missed you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Nice to have you back.
I felt I'll be honest with you, I felt very guilty about taking the off time that I did, and felt bad about, you know, I was pleased with how things went. Everything functioned fine, and things went, the open house was a huge success, and I was so grateful for all the particular team members that organized it and really worked to put it together.
They did a very nice job.
Thank
it was
you.
A very and, well done open house.
But I was a little disappointed how long it took to get the structure down.
Yeah. So, my grandson really liked your open house.
Well, good. We're I'm talking to Oregon because we had invited them in to be a part of it. So we're kind of looking at this, you know, changing it up. And we did it once before. We changed it up where we kind of went together and stuff. And so we'll see where it takes us. We may actually look at doing it one of the schools, so we got even a larger parking area and could accommodate even more. So as the word gets out, where it's kind of a fun and exciting to watch something and, you know, maybe even take part of, it was good. So mm-hmm. I'm real pleased. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll move on then. We'll go on to the Recreation Department report. Mike?
Okay. Things happened here. All the fall sports have ended. The fields are, everything's put away. I did cancel the port bot, and like they did last year, they requested that we keep it out here on the property. We did that last year. So they cleaned it, they marked it, everything was marked out of order, and they just, so they don't have to bring it back out. So they did that last year, and since they do give us a break on it, I'm fine with that. So that's out there. They wired it down before, and it looks like it's pretty secure. So I'll check it periodically. If something happens, I'll let them know. All the football stuff is put away. All that is over. Girls basketball is going now. A good thing about this year is all the games are at the Wynn Gym, and that's where I start my day every day. So if something happened the night before, I can deal with it right then. Take care of it and report whatever I need to take care of at the Oregon Rec. So that's good. Let's see, they did put the last round of fertilizer on a couple weeks ago, and everything's ready for the winter. I did talk to Blousy, as we talked about the walkway, and I told him what our plans were. I knew he would not guarantee that price for any length of time. But I told him what our plans were, and I said we will revisit that with that in mind, that we really like that price. So I did talk to Dean. He sounds like he wants to move forward, but he wants a hard number. And I know Zigray says he can do that, just like I told you before. So we'll revisit that later. One of the last things is the sports bill for this year.
Oregon's bill.
Yeah, and here is a copy of that. I never went to any detail in this bill, but this is the way it's done. This is that one piece of paper is put into these seven pieces of paper, but comes from about 500 pieces of paper. So what we do, we go through every season, and we put them in the appropriate pile. So there's Oregon and there's Jerusalem. So this, then the secretary puts them all here. We go over them throughout the seasons, so there's no surprises at the end. Mm-hmm. Because if we did it all at the end, it would take hours and hours and hours.
Oh, yeah.
So that's where he came up with this year. It's a little bit higher than last year, but our participation is a little bit higher, so it makes sense.
How much was it last year? It wasn't much difference.
It was, I think it was like 11 something.
Yeah, that's how I thought. Yeah.
And then the year before that, it was, let's see.
But the numbers are up. That's good.
Last year, it was 10.5. The year before that, it was 12.5. Hmm. So it's up from last year, but it's usually around that.
Mm-hmm. Mike, what does the miscellaneous represent?
Well, that is like the referees.
Oh, okay.
The chalk.
The non-player expenses.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
All that kind of stuff. And just the basic, they do add some of their maintenance cost in that and all that. So they come up with a pretty round number every year, so.
Okay, good.
So if you, I mean, I do have this if you wanted to look at it. Yeah. But it's, I just usually pretty much, we take care of it, so.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
And long as the kids are.
Hey, I'm happy when the numbers go up.
Me too.
Numbers go up, so, and we're on that way. So, even though the baseball wasn't where I like it, but the other ones are up. So.
Yeah, my granddaughter's at Wynn tonight.
Is she? Okay, good.
I missed my. Yeah. Now, do we need a motion to approve this? I can't remember.
Or does this just go through a fiscal officer to be?
What's the amount?
Approved and signed later.
It's the probably wouldn't hurt to have a motion on it.
It's the amount. I wouldn't approve it.
Yeah.
I move that we submit to the fiscal officer for payment in the amount of $12,000, the 2018 sports invoice for Jerusalem Township.
I'll second it.
Roll call. Bo Miller. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Oh, thanks, Mike. So we're gonna. So there's nobody knows what's gonna happen there yet. We have to get a price from Blasey yet.
Yeah, but I don't know if we wanted to have him on the school property. I think that's something that if they should. Unless you want me to do that.
It doesn't bother me a bit.
Okay.
You know, if he wants to do it, you know, that's great, but. Blasey could do it so much quicker and probably cheaper, but you know. But if they want to do it, let them do it.
Okay, I will call him yet again. At least if I had a number.
Yeah, if he had a number at least to throw at him, and then maybe they'll say, "Oh, gee, let him do it."
Yeah, yeah.
I would think Jeff's got enough to do any house to.
Oh yeah, every time he's.
Yeah.
Every time I talk to him, he's just all over the place.
Yeah.
It's district's not getting any smaller. Seems like it's grown.
Yeah, if it's a good number, I'm sure they'll take it, and then we'd have it all done. It'd be nice to get that in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'll pursue that and get that number and talk to Dean and see what everyone wants to do.
Thank you, Mike.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll move on then. Zoning inspector's report. Linda's not here, so nobody has anything about that. Anything have that? Anything about zoning? I had some questions here, but I guess they won't get answered tonight. Okay, then. Kevin, you're on. A maintenance department report.
It's pretty little, and I'm not happy the fire chief's back because the meeting's 20 minutes long. Roads pretty much just buttoning up stuff. We still got, I think there's 8 roads yet we got to get back out on and finish mowing the edges yet for winter. No projects at this point other than the Van Dyke project, which, unless you've got some back, Dave, we got out for pricing for the culvert extensions. Trucks and everything have been gone through. They're all ready for winter. The salt and plow gear's all been gone through. It's ready. We're good on salt. We got almost very close to 400 ton out in the salt shed, 350, 400 ton.
What's it cost you?
I don't remember. I bought from you guys last year. I bought half of it, and then we had it in there.
You got a steal. A lot of townships right now are paying about $100 a ton.
Ooh. Yeah, the last price that I'd found was like 140 a ton.
Oh, wow. Can't even go more. Washington bought for 100.
Well, Ottawa County had bid their last bid out. The lowest one they had was like 130 a ton. Why they wait to so late in the year to bid out for salt, I have no idea, but that's just how they do it there. Only other activity I got going on right now is with the cemetery. I had a phone call today from a lady that wants to buy 4 graves. I'll be meeting with her on Thursday. And then I found a funeral paper for a funeral for March 19th. I guess we plan way out in the future now. I got one at March 19th. By the sounds of it, it'll be a cremation. So, still plan on widening out the driveway yet this fall. And that way, we'll be done with that in the spring. Then with the soft season, we'll get all the settling and everything done out of that widening. Pretty much, that's all I got. Unless you guys got some questions or if I forgot something.
I got some stuff back in new business or something maybe, but well, I don't have anything right now. But we probably should. Mike, you want to stand up and introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Mike Paduski. I'm the Chief Deputy Engineer for Lucas County. And you know, I make the rounds all the townships. And glad to be here. So, look forward to working with you, working with Kevin. Pleased to give you guys good service and you know, get together and eat greens.
I believe, and in what, next year you will be the county engineer?
That's the plan. We'll see, you know, that is the plan, yes.
Yeah, just thought everybody should know.
Yep, so I'm glad to be here.
So after the meeting, may I have a conversation with you?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm just,
no problem.
Good legitimate.
That's why I was a little late. We were in there talking about
and
stuff.
I want to inquire about a hydrant is what I want to inquire about. If you can guide me, that's all I'm looking for.
Yeah, I can help you.
Okay, great.
Well, Mike, welcome welcome and thank you for coming.
Oh, thank you.
It's not all good he brought. We got 5 miles more of roads. 5 miles of roads more next year. Okie doke. We'll move on then. Trustees reports. Well, you got much going on in the cemetery right now, or not talking about the
yes,
levy?
Yes. So I'd like to thank all of our township residents. Thank you very much for your support on November 6th. Our issue 17, which was our cemetery levy, it passed 56% to 44%. So thank you very much. We're very, very pleased by that. And that gives us funding for the next 5 years and allows us to then make firm plans and move forward mm-hmm. with the development of that cemetery expansion. So yeah, there'll be more work for you, Kevin.
Job security.
Bo's not here, so we'll move on past that. Roads and bridges. I guess you brought up what I was gonna bring up about the road there. Marius, I could bring up. I got that there too. We're trying to get a bid on Marius to get those tile opened up so it drains some of the area there. Guess that's it. Okay, we'll move on. Old business. Cemetery levy again. Thank you. Van Dyke Road culvert. Kevin brought that up. We're working on that to get that done. Lettering on township vehicles. Last time I stopped her, he wasn't there, so, and I don't believe he can do them unless he comes up here because he doesn't have a big enough building to put the big truck in. So I'll be down there again this week sometime and I'll stop and talk to him again. Did everybody see our trucks? They look good?
Yeah. I'm really proud of them.
Yeah, it really looks nice on there. So
beautiful.
We'll get the other two done and.
Looks good.
Sharp, professional, yeah. It's just not Jerusalem Township and big
right.
lettering.
Yeah. That looks good. It's our logo.
It's proud to.
And that's a right. proud logo to be part of.
Yeah.
Because you go to our Metro Park and there is nothing but waterfowl on that freaking new park.
Mm-hmm. Haven't been there lately. Okay, we'll move on. Anchor Point permits. I was going to ask Linda about what was going on with that, but I guess we'll have to wait next time. And I was going to bring up the Dollar General discussion and we'll have to wait again. And here we go. We got the repairs for the Township Hall, a bid. I guess everyone, you agree with this? So we can make the motion? And
yes. Yeah, I think we got all of our questions answered.
Answered so yesterday?
Yes. Yes. So
Mike,
do you want to make a motion?
Yeah, I can make a motion to approve the bid for the front of the hall. And it's materials and equipment and labor is $4,080 in no sense. And we have to have half of that deposit of 50%. So that's $2,040 in no sense. And as long as we're here talking about it, does anyone have any questions before I finish this? About the hall.
You maybe want to explain a little bit if folks hadn't noticed it.
Yeah, we marked the brick with tape, the ones that they're going to replace and take out. Actually, the bottom three, and then it's, the fourth one down this way is going to go out all totally. And then they're all marked
where they have to be replaced and where we have to remortar and stuff like that. That's why all the tape's on there. She kind of showed us what she was going to do, so we knew what was going to happen. And we did that the other day, and we were all happy with it. So we're going to approve this contract that I just read. And then I guess the fire station, when she's here, she's going to do that quick. And then that's right, Mac, I forgot to bring it up. She's going, the front of the brick on your building's coming off. And I don't think we can pull it back because it's all going to crack then. So they might have to rip that all off. She's going to give us a bid on that, to rip it off and then tie it in to the block. So that's something that might happen, you know, or at least we'll get a bid and you guys can see what you think.
So I thought it was fascinating. The bottom three rows all along there, all the bricks are breaking down because of age and salt and corrosion and all of that. A lot of those bricks are over 100 years old. They were reused from what, Matzinger Road?
That's what she said. There they must have had a pile there when they tore buildings down.
She was able to recognize the bricks and tell us where they were from, what era they were from, and where they probably originated. So that was interesting.
I know this was built, this piece over here was built somewhere in the early 50s. So, and they were old then, I know that. So they got to be 100 years old. Yeah.
Yeah, we got a picture over at the fire station when they were building this, and it's got the date and stuff.
Oh, it does have the date on it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you remember what it is?
We'd have to look at the picture, but it's in the station.
Yeah.
Shows bricks and mortar.
Yeah.
It was a community.
Oh, all the farmers and firemen all built it. Yeah.
Put it together.
Yeah. Now the beams were used. My dad brought the beams. There's a semi there. And it's my dad's semi. It had the beams on it.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, so I guess I read it off.
I second.
Okay, roll call. Bo Miller. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Mark Saller.
Yes.
Motion carried.
And she'll probably start in a week or so, maybe. See what the weather does.
Supposed to approve next week.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. So, oh, no kidding. Good, good. We need some decent weather for a little Indian Center. Okay, Temecog meeting with trustees. We had that at 6 o'clock. So we talked to Gazelle, or what? Gazelle?
Gilda Mitchell.
And she kind of told us what was going on. I kind of knew a little bit because I've been to a lot of meetings, but it was good for Mark because Mark doesn't understand it all yet, and he will. And she did a really good job.
Yes, she did.
Okay, the Temecog General Assembly is January 28th, 2019 at the French Quarter. I just put it in there so it always reminds
right.
us. Just leave it. Okay, the Bono lighting, I'm kind of working on that. I had some people down there call me up, and they'd like to have a few more lights, so I'm going to be working on that this winter, trying to figure that out. Marius Drive project, we had one fellow give us a bid on it, and I think I got another one coming in maybe this week or next week to give a bid on that. Anything else on old business?
Nope.
Okay, we'll move on to new business, the Temecog dues. I guess we should make a motion to pay them. Do you have that paper?
I think I
got it right here. Yep, here it is.
Okay. I move that we pay our 2019 membership fees for the Toledo Metropolitan Area Council of Governments. That is in the amount of $1,044.
I'll second that.
Roll call, Bo Miller, Mark Saller.
Yes.
Dave Bench.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Oh, 2019 healthcare policy update. Did you get anything?
Yes, I have reviewed and laid into a grid all of the different healthcare coverage options that we have, mm-hmm. and the last step is there was a form fire that was completed, a questionnaire that was completed by all of the individuals. I expect to get the results back from that within about a week or so. that takes into account certain health behaviors and would potentially entitle us to a lower rate. So as soon as I get that back, I'll be able to finish up the comparison and then bring that forward.
Good.
With recommendations. So yeah, expect that before the next meeting.
Sounds good.
Thank you, Mark. Lucas County Township Association meeting is December 12th, 2018 at 6 p.m. at the Monclova Township Administration Building. I'll need to pick up that day.
You can put some letters on his truck.
I think we had like a foot of snow that night. It was like three people there.
Pop it on there and drop his truck off to him.
Any other new business?
No. No other business.
It's everybody's time for public participation. Tony!
Is the township at all planning a community Christmas event?
Well, we've been, my wife.
I haven't heard anything. I'm just curious.
My wife has put out feelers to all the girls that helped before, and nobody's feeding back.
Okay.
So we got $600 there yet, so we might do something small. But we kind of left that go till we got to push that a little bit more this week and see what their girls are going to do. But there's nobody wants to help us. You know, nobody wants to
take on the charge.
So that's kind of where that stands, yeah.
Okay.
Now we're going to do something, but because we got to use that money up, so I don't know what yet, Tony, but we're thinking about something.
I visited the Dollar General today, and they were inquiring about if there was a community toy drive or something. They have a contribution from their store, and they were just trying to find out who to give it to, so... if you guys, anyone knows of anything, let me know. I mean, the only other legitimate one that I really know is the Marines. So that was what I would suggest if there isn't anything else. But I was going to check with the scout groups and see if they had anything, you know, moving forward or anything. So.
Okay. Thank you. Dick, anything?
No.
Nothing? You ready for tomorrow? Okie doke.
All right.
I'm going to make a motion.
Motion to adjourn.
I'll second that.
Roll call, Bo Miller. Dave Bench.
Yes.
Mark Sattler.
Yes.
Roll call complete. Adjourn.
All right. All right.